grand day to all. Guys, blessings everyone. I'm really excited for this particular episode, y'all. Thank you, BBS Radio. Just thank you so much. You guys, just awesome and amazing. Thomas, Sir Don, and the incredible Doug. Both Merman and I call you the Three Musketeers. So we love you guys. And to all our phenomenal subscribers, listeners, and new listeners, welcome. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, guys. So I do want to make just a quick announcement here that this is our final episode of the season. And I will add that we will be replaying all of our parts 1 through 6 episodes of our Divine Perspectives, Exploring Religion, through this year end, what we see it as. We'll certainly reconvene in the new year, 10 January 2026. But as we know, guys, this will indeed arrive quickly, as everything else does. It really does. So I know you got that, Thomas. Thank you. Thank you. So shall we, guys? We know that this is and has been quite a sensitive subject, and we are aware that there are many loving people that are part of a religious journey and that we respect all religions. These episodes are designed to shine light on the controllers, U.S. Department of Day, of these religious or spiritual institutes. Therefore, it is with great care and our heartfelt intent that we present our Divine Perspectives, Exploring Religion, Part 6. And as always, take what you will and leave the rest. So I will ask y'all, I love you all. Do you beautiful beings of light want to introduce yourselves, guys?
Well,
Saya here. Hey.
Hey,
go on, Donnie.
Oh, Merman here, just swimming in for the reef to be with the wonderful Soul Sisters of Sojourns. And it's such a pleasure to be here to explore all these topics with you. And it's just super to be here again. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
And I am Idaho Bo, aka Bo. And something you said, Grant, I just want to comment on. People might, in the audience, might say, well, how can you have a divine perspective? Well, my answer to that is, I know that I am a divine fractal of Source Creator, and thus I have a divine perspective, and I will leave it there.
Aw, that's so
absolutely
beautiful. Thank you, Bo. Thank you. And by the way, guys, Sunshine will not be joining us today, but we hold space and we are excited for you, Sunshine, and the expansive journey adventure you're on, girl. So we love you, and I love you all, guys. So we're going to hop in here, and if y'all choose, move through and from your heart and search for the truth, because there one will find it in plain sight as we have fun exploring our essence, delving into the depths of our inner truth. Okay, so the first question that I'm inspired to share with y'all is this. Here it goes. Who am I? This singularity always starts with just that, one's own exploration within, opposed to without. For if one has been listening to all our episodes of Exploring Religion, one will indeed recognize the significance of starting with, well, my dad would say, thyself. But to answer this question, my heart takes me to my reality, meaning taking responsibility of my own literal reality, my very existence. because I choose to incarnate here on this planet. I choose to incarnate on this plane of existence, this realm, in this world. My intention is the source of my momentum. I cannot be inspired or create unless I have the intention to be inspired or create. My reality is the experience of my intention. And as Q states, the light chases your intention and will the more you choose to grow it. So once one comprehends this, there is no playing that proverbial blame game anymore. And at this point, I choose, or one can choose, from intent, from their heart, to own their own power, truth, and light from within, their own unique Merkaba frequency, vibration, power. When one chooses that external experience, like praying to a god outside oneself, then one is leaving, giving up. Now, I call this all the fractal pieces of themselves until there is nothing but programmed mind energy that is manipulated by US Department of They, controllers, parasites, etc. One then becomes fractured fractals. So, in your own essence, you're perpetrating your own internal division, fractured through ideology, continuously serving someone else or something else. I choose to be limitless and inner knowing that I am whole, connected to Prime Creator, a shaft of light, that full fractal of source. I only contract with myself, my spirit, Prime Creator, creation, light ship. I tell you guys, so I remember. Thank you, Dad Seymour, my incredible. He saw so much more, Dad. And my mom, what a beautiful spirit, Paula. And later, the incredible Source, Q, Archangel Michael, Ron Amatron, Archangel Raphael, and Mermaid, the creator of this universe. Oh my God. The entire Q team, Mermaid, maybe the aspect of Mother Mary. Well, not maybe, we know. Source, Prime Creator, that I am indeed Homo all luminous, all illuminating an incredible beacon of light of source. We are all universal beings and universes within universes. Just feel that, guys. Each universe, down to the micro, is an exquisite expression of ourselves within a universe of contrasting expressions. That is the beauty of ourselves. And this universe, some might say, I don't know about that, about the beauty of the contrasting universe, the duality of this universe. But really, if one embraces it, so what if we are the whole fractal of Source, Prime Creator, direct from creation light ship, an entire condensed form of one's own expression of thyself? Okay, so I'll give an example of a seed of a pine cone. So, like the seed of a pine cone, we start with the baby cone first and ultimately become the full pine tree. Wow, that's pretty powerful. But this seed, feel into this, holds the entire being in it. Just a seed containing all life. Remember, the fractal to me is that compression of our own integration, our own power, which can mean more intensity and more power, journeying towards one's center, one's own balance. This is why kaleidoscopes are so incredibly beautiful in all their fractal pieces of the whole picture, because to me, they're simply reflections of me, of others, of all of us. Fractals within the fractal, the whole direct to source. That is who I am, my unique fractal, a prime creator. As the Q team stated in forthepeople.space, quote, we hold ether, plasma, and electromagnetic energy within our physical bodies. Wow. All important components for higher technology. We hold higher consciousness and source power within our spirit. We are all more powerful than we know. End quote. Wow. That just says it all, right? It just, wow. So that second question that came into my heart, what can I do to expand from within, connecting me with myself and Prime Creator? There are many, many ways of connecting ourselves from within, but for this is about the integration of coming home to myself, to me. So you'll never be free and sovereign if it doesn't start from your heart, your true intention. So I choose to feel my reality, my nature. This is fun, by going out in nature. And she/he will assist me to assist myself, my spirit, light body energy, when in quietness in nature is speaking to me all the time. Then I feel my life force energy expanding. I just observe how I respond from my heart versus react, the mind energy, and how people react versus respond to me. Once I recognize by just observing, not judging, I can then make a clear choice of empowering myself by responding from my heart, which is my authenticity of spirit, my higher frequencies in peace, love, inspiration, creation, joy, and harmony. It's just so beautiful. Here's a critical aspect. It is the balance of one's own contrasting expressions as we choose to either integrate, coalesce, and remove these timelines if we choose, that we choose to animate. This is very important, guys, because in so this is important to self-empower oneself. It gives us empowerment, self-control, which equals what? Self-love versus giving up of one's own power and allowing, say, for example, me to become someone else's journey. I mean, really, I'd rather have my own journey, okay? As Ron Amatron states from his website, creationlightship.com, all you need is one book with one page, and that page will say, go within. The light never created the dark. No belief system is needed. Quote unquote. Thank you, Ron Amatron. Oh, wow. So the following methods of going within is what I practice, but my methodology is simple but effective for me. This is what I do, but here we go. So connecting with Q, our own spirit, direct to Prime Creator. Prime Creator, Q. If you have not yet, I highly recommend for all who have not heard Q or any of the shows, you can hear the archives on bbsradio.com/archives. Go to the search button and click the down arrow. And there you can search for the following Q shows. So BBS, this is beautiful that you house the archives. Being Inspired with Q, Project Review with Q, PRQ Timelines, and PRQ Homesteading. Q awaken that which I choose to diminish on many levels. A portion of my own authenticity, my own light, my own inner self. But through Q's education and methods, I learned the following. And this is really now important should you choose to go start practicing this and utilizing it. Commands. We're the captain of our vessel. I command my spirit, for example, to remove all thoughts from my mind and drop them into my heart now. Count down 10 to 1, 5 to 1. For me, 3, 2, 1, now. And snap your fingers while saying the word now. It really works, guys. Move in, feel your frequency, move into that heart, lead from the heart. Take away, remove all thoughts from your mind and drop them into your heart. There's so many commands. Here's another. I command my spirit to expand my light body and life force energy now. Count down 3, 2, 1. Now, there are just tons of commands. It's endless. But just remember, you're the commander of your vessel, your Merkaba, your light body energy, and your life force energy. Therefore, you command your spirit because this is how spirit can and is directed. But you twine, you're together, you're one, your spirit. But you lead your spirit as spirit leads you. It's incredible. We were taught that to command is disrespectful. But I'll just say to that, I'll use my dad, who's a New Yorker, old horse shit in the corral. It's not, I'll just ask the question. Let's put it this way. Have you ever heard of the commander of a ship, for example, command that the sails be hoisted? We've all heard it. Hoist the sails. Like they just say it. Right? That's a command. Or does a commander ask, oh, boys, can you please pull up the sail? I mean, what? A commander is just that, one who embodies his or her power. What does the captain of the Star Trek Enterprise, for example, say when sending his ship into any direction he de desires? Engage. Make it so. Those are commands, guys. And by the way, the commander has respect for himself, and all who serve have respect for the commander. This again isn't about disrespect, it's about empowerment. So I also reference the following, the creationlightship.com. Therefore, you will find a plethora of material that will assist you to clear any and all energy blockages, clear all sorts of technology programs, contracts, etc., and give you a wealth of information as to what the heck occurred on this plane of existence since Lord Yeshua Jesus roamed this earth about 2,000 years ago, timeline-wise. Really deep gratitude, Ron Amatron, Archangel Raphael, and the Q team. What I can't even express in words. What gratitude we give to you. You can also reference for the people.space for incredible articles that can assist you in your own ascension journey. Thank you, the Q team. Asha, you got another beautiful light beings. I'll also recommend the following BBS radio shows, a jewel of knowledge as to how to expand oneself by following your heart and going within. And please check out the following bbsradio.com/unstoppable love. Now that's with the incredible divine fun. Edgy, but not wedgy. Okay, I had to say it. Though we can apply that to these beautiful beings of light, Lauren and Sosha, PRQ Homesteading with the all-powerful, gorgeous Robbie N. I call her that, but also known as Robin and Shane. Connect with Kelly and inspire. Inspiring, it's yes, connect with Kelly. I want to make sure I have that right. An inspiring, loving being of light. She is absolutely whiplash talk with the awesome sunshine. They're being inspired by Q with the forever expansive light of Aloha and Karen, also known as Q Friends. They're down and dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic. Okay, I have to say this. Creation is their middle name. I just had to. And there's a human perspective with host, the gentle yet wise Johnny Boy and Kevin. Their shows are all featured on Saturdays. Please check times in your area, guys, but they're just a wealth. Again, it's jewels. These are jewels to assist one going within. And lastly, you'd always seek assistance from someone like Lucia Nicole at evans.com or a quantum healing counselor. I won't go with, it's QHHT counselor individually, like Sarah Breastman Cosme. She's amazing. Or look at the wealth of information George Kavalis's website brings. Our journey home dot earth. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are incredible beings of light. And there's another incredible, beautiful, divine man, Dr. Michael Sala's website, exopolitics.org.
Oh,
If
yeah.
you choose, it is incredible the amount this gentleman put out from his heart that can assist one on their own journey within. Just beautiful. And the final frontier, the final question, guys.
Wait. I do apologize for interrupting. Let us not forget our beautiful sister in Australia, Teresa, with all learning rediscovered on Fridays.
Oh, yes.
Had to throw that in. Love you, T.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you, T. Thank you. Yes.
Amazing lady.
She is. She's so powerful. Could you say that one more time, Bo?
Sure, the name of her show is All Learning Reimagined, and it's on, well, in the United States, it's on Fridays, so that means it's probably on Saturdays in Australia because of the quote time change at the international dateline. But anyway, just look out, like Corinne said, look on the schedule for All Learning Reimagined. It's a half an hour show every Friday, and she brings amazing, insightful information. She's a teacher, an educator. She's been a vice principal, but she's an amazing, amazing woman, and I know you know that. So thanks, honey.
No, thank you, Bo. Oh my God. How dare me? I can't believe
How
it.
dare you?
Yeah.
How
We
dare you,
always took
girl?
the Greta. Okay. I love it. No, this, yeah, thank you so much, Bo, and apologies to you because I can't remember all of them. And I thought I did, or thought, there you go, mind energy. If I went to my card, I would have pulled that. Pulling the rabbit from my hat. So here we go. The final frontier and the final question. What is my purpose, right? I mean, how long have we journeyed through this? And ask this question. What if, though, guys, our purpose is to just live in love, your highest to greatest joy, inspiration, creation, peace, harmony, and gratitude, and all of the above, all the subcategories of these beautiful high frequencies, so to speak. Being in the moment, thank you, Merman,
My pleasure.
living in the presence, and we all hear it. Why is it the present? Because it's a gift, it's a present. Holding that highest frequency so that you and everyone out there ripple like a pebble in water, those frequencies, vibrations, and all could connect with you within and throughout, sending those waves of incredible light through the universe, the multiverse, to prime creator. And ultimately, this circles back in expansiveness of light, love, and synchronicity, holding those frequencies from within, leading from and through the heart. As my dear sister said on Unstoppable Love, wash, rinse, repeat. Zosha, oh my God, thank you so much for this. Because it, depending on the frequency, one goes without and taps into mind energy, or one goes within. So, can this mean expanding one's own life force energy from within? Or can this mean looking outside oneself and giving up one's own power, propping up or hopping on the proverbial hamster wheel? It's up to you. These choices start from my intention for me. After all, my reality is my experience of my intention. And I ask you all, what reality do you wish to create out there? As Asha so simply and eloquently stated, continually draw the mind back to the heart. The heart is where everything wonderful becomes possible through aligning with a higher frequency. Thank you, Asha, and I will yield, guys. Thank you.
I think the show's over. I think you covered it all, girl.
No, but
Fantastic.
I know what you mean, Bo, but here, guys, who am I? Like, how do you all feel
Well,
about that? Like, I want to hear your uniqueness. We all do. What is your unique perspectives from your own voice, your own verkava? How do you feel about that? Who are you, Bo? Who are you, Zaya Merman?
Still finding out, actually. I think you took the questions in the right order. Who am I? I mean, without knowing who you are, and then you did. It is hard to take the next steps of what your purpose is that you really authentically feel and resonate that you should take in your life. And it may not be many, one, it may be many, I should say. It's you don't have a, no one has a single purpose. We're multifaceted in doing it, but you got to know yourself. You got to know yourself, and that's not an easy thing to do, but I think you laid out a lot of great steps of how we can find ourselves and get into who our authentic self really is. And then it'll open up your inner desires, and then you can find out your purpose that you like to follow. But and those references and shows and websites are just wonderful resources. And it's a deep dive into your self, spiritual inner self within these resources that you're going into your heart that takes time. You're not, it's not a snap moment. You're going to, this is gonna, you're evolve as you learn and find yourself. But, being responsible for yourself and your actions and knowing your, which basically builds your own reality, knowing that, is the step that we all need to take. And, just going into your heart and your own heart resonance is the way of finding yourself in the presence, of course. The following your heart is, and not being influenced and distracted by the outside forces around us, which is so difficult, and especially in America, United States. This is a very busy, busy place, and it's very distracting. But anyway, this is the only way we have to put, and that's what I mean. It's going to be an evolution of ourselves to find our inner self, and sometimes it can happen very rapidly. But I just think it's the path we all have to take to get to the question of what do I feel from my heart? I can is my purpose and in this presence right now. So, but I'm just repeating a lot of things you've said in a different way.
Perfect,
Yeah, just you
unique.
got to love yourself, as you state, to go in to yourself and really explore your inner desires and knowing yourself, and then Once you know this, then you can propagate your love and light to all others in all your experiences going forth. But this is the way we propagate the light is in once you find your purpose and who you are, you're able to share that light and love with all in everything you do. And it'll be contagious. It will be contagious to all others. But that's kind of my viewpoint. That was wonderful. All those points were wonderful
Oh, but
for me.
beautiful.
All
Thank you, Merman.
right, I yield. I
That's
applause.
beautiful.
I'll jump in here. That was beautiful from the both of you. And I must say that I love your interaction. I just love Donnie, your voice, or Merman. Your voice when you come on is so soothing. And I just have to say that, it the resonance, I totally align with it. And the two of you, your interaction, I just love it. From the first time I met you two, I just the automatic, instant alignment and connection there. So I just like to add that. Regarding who am I? One of the things that I realize for myself is that I have to trust what I know or who I know I am. And that trust is, it only comes from my awareness of my own creation. If I give that trust to another, what I see myself doing is giving my life force over to someone to handle that life force. I'm trusting them with my own life force energy. That could be an intimate partner. That could be religion. You know how they say, put your trust in the Lord and trust God, trust God. Well, would that ultimately be us giving over our life force to another to handle it on our behalf? And if that is true, would that also say that we are seemingly incapable of doing that ourselves? So for me, who I am came with a level of trust and knowing that my own life force energy is only operable from, through, and within myself. Because in my experience, when I've ever put a trust or expectation into another, I've always been disappointed. So if I'm not trusting my own discernment by saying, I trust you, or I trust this religion, why am I not trusting my own discernment of what I'm observing? So it for me, who I am is also trusting what I observe, trusting what I discern, knowing that, not believing, knowing that what I see and how I'm observing it, I'm taking the accountability to myself. I'm taking the blame off of another, and I'm holding myself accountable to trust my own experience. And I'll yield there.
Wow.
Wow, I agree with that, Corinne. Wow. So I totally resonate with what you just said, Leah, about the trust part. I trusted throughout my entire life. I trusted my parents to tell me what was true when I was small. Then, when I was 16, I got involved in a Jesus people, that was during the Jesus people movement in the 70s, and I started going to a born again church. Unlike you were brought up in the church. I chose it, and I put all my trust in the pastor. I believed everything he said for 10 years, and then I tell people I saw the light because I realized that I was giving away myself. And as a child of the 60s, I was probably about 12 or 13 when the hippie movement began. And one of the main themes of the whole hippie movement was, who am I? And unfortunately, good-hearted people, and Q said we almost got it right that time during the 60s. We almost got it right, but we were deterred by
On
mostly drugs and alcohol and what have you. And it was again programmed to be the ego, to be the not the I am in the sense of who I really am. But looking at your physicality, your looks, what's your shape, what degree do you have? And I know I'm answering the question with the negative, but that's not any of who we really are. And I went from church to I was kind of a follower for many years in my life, and it wasn't probably until my early 50s that I kind of coined a term for myself, gurus need not apply. I knew just from my own exploration of self that everything was within me. I just had to discover it. And Corinne, the how to expand yourself from within, those were great points. I didn't know about the commands back then. But I did a lot of meditation and going within and going within and going within. And then, what, probably about 4 years ago, I was introduced to Q, and he took that and expanded that even more. My great friend Vicky, who I do Down and Dirty with, was expressing to me some things she was going through, and she's probably one of the best friends I've ever had. And so we've been through a lot of adventures and journeys together, and a lot of that was in the spiritual realm. So we are very like-minded. And I said to her, I said, "Well, we know we're not our bodies, right?" She replied in the positive. And I said, "Well, if we're not our bodies, we are our spirits. We just utilize our body to have the experience of what it's like to be human. So if we are our spirits, we can tell our spirits what we want." And that's kind of what a command is. You're commanding your spirit or prime creation or prime creator. And at one point, Q said, if you're basically what he said, I'm rephrasing it, if you're a fractal of creation, you are a creator. So we are just creating our own world with our commands. And that is hugely been a hugely, hugely, bigly a tool that I use all the time now. And what is my purpose? I'll answer it in it is just to be and to experience. I remember Q saying many, many, many times, what a privilege it is to be in a human body. I do not take that lightly. And I do appreciate what you said, Corinne, about Vicky and I being creators, because that's what I love. I love creation. I love making things, doing things. Being in nature, I just want to create. So I will yield on that one.
That's so
Beautiful.
guys. I
Wow.
mean, yes, and
Love it.
yes.
Love it, Bo.
And so I'll move to, I just
Well,
feel
let me just
inspired.
say
Oh, go,
the one thing,
honey.
I just have to
Go, go.
comment, Bo. That was so beautiful. And Zaya, both your comments, to recognize and to be us, to be us. And to then we can accept our power to change our life into our ultimate purposes. But great points, guys. Okay, I yield. Go ahead.
Fine.
Go ahead, hummy baby. You're hummy baby now.
No, but I wanted to bring, first off, all of y'all are, you guys are all incredible. Zaya, okay, the trust, when you started that foundation, guys, one more time, foundation, trust, trusting yourselves. Zaya, no compromise. Q1s, we spoke of this on one of the project reviews. I don't remember. Inspire with you, but no compromise about yourself is how I feel. What you said, Zaya, holding your own authenticity from the light. And invariably, when you give that up, it becomes someone else's journey. This, in essence, it you become, from a perception, disappointed, right? Because we didn't appoint ourselves, we now disowned our own appointment and our own authenticity, if that makes sense. And I'm feeling into that.
That's a good one, Corinne. That is
Yeah. Awesome.
disappointed. That is awesome. It's
Yeah.
exactly spot on.
Absolutely. And if I could just jump real quick
Please
in
go,
here
girl. Go, girl.
to add to what you said about compromise. Someone once told me that you don't lose yourself all at once. You lose yourself each time you compromise. You lose a fragmented part of yourself. So
Wow.
it happens over the years,
Amen.
over each decision you chose to comp promise, to comp. So I just want to add that there.
Well, girl,
It
that's.
happens incrementally, yeah, over time. If you give your power away, you say.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And to Zaya, to your point about that no compromising and holding on to your authenticity. So here, this is wild, but Q, Archangel Michael, the activator, the transistor, what did he say once? You stay in your silo and I'll stay in mine. He may have not, I'm not quoting him, I'm just saying to me it came through loud and clear. What if ours is the grounder, the holder of the light, the bearer and keeper of that torch? Oh gosh, on a discussion that Dr. Michael Sala had with Michelle Fielding, I will just say this, and he never had her on until fairly recently. And I share this with some other beings of light. But according to Michelle, why I'm bringing that up, I will say it roughly because it came across to me that we're that beacon, we're that beautiful nodes of light. She actually uses nodes of light. We're like the light bulbs. Now, we're situated, meaning where we're located or locale. But to the we're situated energetically along the earth grid, along this time space line that has now been swapped. And but we're all connecting to each other with love and light, peace, harmony. We could go on and on about the beautiful aspects of the higher frequencies perception-wise. So juxtapose like to the parasitical controller technology energy grid of the pyramids. So, and that too, by the way, was taken over or is taken over. But to me, we're the authentic energy grids, authentic in connection of one another. Like, I don't know how else to say it, starting with me and Merman, Zaya, Bo, Sunshine, etc. Like, and then we all connect and light up this earth grid, assisting ourselves individually in ascension. And that initiates from our singularity, But it assists, it houses this compression of our own essence of who we are authentically. And you know, Zaya, because you brought up the trust, it's very foundational. And we're simply, like Bo said, Bo, you're beautiful. We are to simply hold that love energy. Anyways, I will yield at that point.
I just want to say really quick, when you were explaining that about we each light up and then we come together, I had this visual of we're like a halogen, not an LED light bulb, and we're all our own light, and then when we come together, the more we come together, the more we light up and are a beacon, if you will, and our source energy, of course, is source energy, is it, you know, we're on the grid, but our source energy, source creator, is what lights us up from within. We just need to discover it. But when we come together, we are beacons for others. And correct me if I'm wrong, Corinne, but one of the reasons you started this channel was so we could bring our perspective of light to others, so hopefully they can grow their light. And I'll yield with that.
Perfect.
Propagate our.
Absolutely. Go on.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, Zaya. Perfect. Go, girl.
Well, I was going to add an exercise that I do that I want to share that may help others.
Oh, I hope I feel like it's what I'm feeling, but go for it, Zaya.
Oh, this would be so funny if you were going to say this. So,
I was going to give it to you because you taught me this. So go for it. I'm sorry.
well, I'm
I
not
got
sure if it's the
excited.
same. That's okay. I'm not sure if it's the same thing that I'm getting ready to say now, but let me know. So one of the things that I do is I'm going to use the term beauty. So let's explore beauty for a minute. What I do is I write down on one side what beauty is, to what the world says, what I've heard the world says beauty is. And then I write down what beauty is for me, what that means, what that looks like. And then I cross-reference to see if anything that's coming from me is what I've heard growing up or heard my parents say or heard like a young man I'm dating tell me or heard what entertainment world says. And I cross-reference, and if there's anything that matches, then I dig deeper into the one that matches to see if that's truly coming from me, or am I hooked to what I call the Oz layer or the overlay? Am I hooked to an idea that I was fed what beauty is? So if you go into your heart, say, I want to express beauty. Well, I have to explore that within myself first of what that looks like, or what that feels like, or what that is, and how I want to express it. So what does that look like for me? And once I define what that looks like for me, then I can trust it. Meaning, if someone out there comes and says, oh, girl, that ain't beautiful. What beautiful is this? And blah, blah, blah. I can say, no, this is what this is for me, as opposed to an outside voice getting me to hook onto their idea of what beauty is. So, how are you there? Go ahead, friend.
Wow, Zaya. No, it just connected. It's that no compromise, that trust, that foundation that you brought up, holding you trusted your authentic source. And that's where it stemmed from, that intention that moved the momentum that created your experience of what beauty ultimately is created by. Some people would say a reed is a weed and it has to be out. And I'm going, no, it's a beautiful being, but I comprehend the journey of all. And this is beautiful because it circles over to that trust. That's really cool, Zaya,
Gosh.
because it's the foundation. Go
Wow,
ahead.
that's a great exercise, the T-bar.
It's beautiful.
But yeah, you use that maybe for other things as well.
Yeah.
I mean, beauty is one, love is another. What is it?
Yes.
What's trust? What's fear? And you want to go the other way, what's fear to you? How
Right.
impregnated are we with that in by others influential?
Here's for me, a really wonderful thing about it is I've always taught my girls, my daughter and my two granddaughters, that nobody's exactly the same. We're all individuals. We're all part of the whole creation, but we're all our own individual lights, and nobody's going to feel the same way about everything. And it would be super boring if we did. Now we have this wonderful coming together. If you're in your light, if you're searching for who you are, and basically what we're talking about on this show, you are in your light and you're becoming more of your light. And so then if that is true and you're not of the dark, then what is correct or what you feel within your own soul and your own gut and your intuition, it's not wrong. What Zaya might think is beautiful, I might not. Like she might like this really weird looking, no offense, but modern art piece, and I might not prefer it, but it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just what we prefer, right? And that's another thing Q always talked about. Do what you prefer. And I'll leave it at that.
And I'll add to that,
Please.
I will definitely pause in a second, but I'll add to
No,
that.
go, girl.
It's also us, as you were saying, but when we are solid within our own node of whatever that is, we're that in our authenticity, we can allow others to have their own ideas. What I find with a lot of people, and especially through certain religions, they're seemingly incapable of doing that. You have to think and believe like they do, or an argument sparks.
Right,
And
exactly.
yes, so that in and of itself says that what I'm observing is this being that I'm conversing with here isn't quite settled within their own authenticity. And I don't have to go back and forth, and I don't have to participate in this argument. I can walk away, but that's
Yeah.
what it looks like to me when I'm solid within
Right.
my
Oh.
authenticity. Woo.
Exactly. And unfortunately, a lot of times the people that want to start that argument that if you don't believe the way I am, you're wrong, are actually getting their information from a lot of times, I'll use Christianity because that's the religion I was in. They're listening to the man behind the pulpit, or where is he getting his information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I said no gurus need not apply, because it's all within us. And that's back to the Ron Amatron, what you brought up early, Corinne. One book, one page, two words, go within. And that's all you need. But you need to do the work. And that's a very important thing too. You need to do your inner work. It's not just given to you on a platter.
Right.
All
And
right.
I yield.
2 minutes. We got 2 minutes, y'all.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So,
Go.
one little comment. Yeah. Thanks to the Blind Faith folk. When I was growing up, that song, Do What You Like, is in me. It sounds like, oh, just do what you, no, but just go within. Go within, do what you like, and find your inner peace. That's what we're talking about here, how we find our inner peace.
And I'll leave
But
it.
you've got to know what you
Yes.
want, who you are.
Baby,
Thank you.
that's so beautiful. And I'll leave it with this, you guys. What did Lauren, our beautiful soul sister, break up on Unstoppable Love? A whole new world. Okay, I don't have her voice, Scott, sorry. But I had to bust moves. And we could create this
Home.
a whole bunch. Fantastic sky above. We can do it by these methods, by these concepts that you all brought to fruition. So beautiful. Thank you, Thomas. we
You
know we're.
guys, I love you. I will miss you over the next couple of months, but I know we're connected with that light umbilical cord. I love our audience, and we'll see you next year.
Yes, which is soon.
Yes, it
Right.
is. I
I mean,
blink
we're
your eyes and it's here.
Hey, post-sabbatical. Thank you all. It's been wonderful today, and as always, and thank you for all the fish. I love it.
Go fish. Love you guys.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.